audience, welcome to this week's Good Work Show. We've got
a fun one.
Yeah, we got a fun show today because we're going to bring you an interview that we did a couple weeks ago with some very funny ladies.
Yeah, so the organization is called Humorology Atlanta.
It's the acronym, huh?
Yeah.
The first time they were on, I didn't even get that.
No. it was a delayed response.
I was like, oh, it's ha.
But they do fantastic work within the children's hospitals here in the city. And a bunch of talented, very
funny
people work to lift the spirits of the kids that are undergoing treatment, or they're just there in the hospitals for a variety of reasons, and their families. So we're going to visit with them.
Yeah.
There's going to be some surprises. You are going to want to stay until the end of the episode.
Yes.
Because there's definitely some surprises that happen. Yes. It is a good work show first.
That
so
is true.
There's going to be some stuff
some
that you'll
songs
see.
And all kinds
well, you
of
ruined
dress.
It. Now you told them what it was.
I didn't tell them what the thing was, though.
It's a lot. Maybe I don't clearly remember everything.
Oh, I remember it.
There was some stuff.
To me, telling you a song does no justice to what you're in for.
Actually going
to
see. So you're going to want to hang around through that entire interview to see what the ladies from HA have to bring, because we just got a little taste. So if this is what they're is what they're bringing to the kids in our community every single day, then there's a lot of smiles all around.
Yes. And then Emily Bridges, who is the event director for Cars and Q, is going to come on and tell us about that event. It's something that if you are interested in cars at all, if you're interested in great barbecue at all, if you're interested in music, if you're interested in wine, beer, having fun, whatever, if you've got any interest in any of that,
or if you just want to donate money to a great cause.
That's right. If you're interested in supporting cystic fibrosis, then hey, this is the event for you. So Emily's going to talk to us about that event, and it's coming up April. So you've got time to plan for it, but we're going to give you all of the details about that event, where you can find tickets. I feel like they're probably going to sell out. It seems like it's going to be a really good event. So,
and they've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
So there are going to be people who are return attendees who went last year.
And they know when to get the tickets. So if this is your first time hearing about it, get your tickets as soon as you find out when we bring that interview to you at the bottom of the show, so that you don't miss out on your opportunity to go, because it feels like one of those sellout type of things.
It does. It just feels like something that, you know, sometimes you're just like, oh, I hope I remember that that's happening, because, you know.
Put it on your calendar.
I know. But so often we do stuff and you're to raise money for things, and it involves you having to do things that you may not want to do. Like maybe I don't want to run a 5K. Maybe I don't want to
give them money. But this time you could do the stuff.
But the stuff that you're giving them money to do
is
pretty
great.
Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is definitely a win-win, and all the proceeds go to support the CF Foundation. So you're definitely going to want to stick around and hear what Emily has to say about that event.
Yeah.
So that's
what we got. In addition to that, so we got some news for you. March 19th and March 26th, we're going to open two new stores for Goodwill. Which one is coming first? Northridge. Northridge, yes.
8331.
Can't validate it, but
Roswell
sounds great.
Roswell Road. I feel like that's right because I had written it wrong, and then I had to be corrected. And that's generally how things stick. So I'm pretty sure the address is 8331.
It's on Roswell Road in the 8,000 block.
It's literally on the corner of Roswell and Northridge. So if you exit off of 400 right at Northridge, it's the old Kroger that was right there on Roswell Road in Northridge in Sandy Springs. So that's on the 19th. Doors open at 9 o'clock.
And on the 26th, we're going to open our store, not Old Alabama Road, and it's in Woodstock.
Yeah.
No, it's not in Woodstock.
We're going to start that all over. So it's Alabama
Road.
Well,
somebody told me it was in Woodstock. I believe it was you.
No,
I'm telling you.
No, I've corrected that. So that's why I know it wasn't me.
Now the truth comes out.
The closest store to that location is the Woodstock location. But Alabama Road's in the city of Roswell. Actually, it's not in the city of Roswell. It's really not in the city. The address of the city of Roswell is actually in unincorporated Cobb County. Anyway, doesn't matter. The address
Alabama
is
Road.
The address is 4905 Alabama Road in Roswell. So go ahead and put that into your...
March 26th.
That's March 26th. Doors open at 9 o'clock. It's right next door to the brand new Planet Fitness. So that whole plaza has kind of gone under a revamp. So we're right there. You can go shop at Goodwill and then go work out. You can go work out, come shop at Goodwill, continue your workout. There's a Dunkin' Donuts in the parking lot. Get some coffee, refuel, come back and keep shopping. So, two opportunities for people to get what? The prize pack, which I forgot to bring out of the car to show you what was in it.
Well.
But maybe.
You can bring it on the next time.
I mean, we've got, I guess we've got time.
I don't think, actually, I don't think we have time before the next.
We may not. I just don't understand why nobody wants it.
Maybe they just, maybe the time is not, they can't get there at 9 o'clock. I feel like all of our listeners work during
the
day.
Are they late people?
Well, no, they probably work during the day. They're not off at the time that we had the prize pack available.
Maybe.
So,
well, we're going
to
keep bringing
it. Match up with their schedule.
Here's what. The prize pack lives in the trunk of my car, which means every grand opening I go to.
That's not really a selling point, though.
But it's actually in a plastic protected tub. Okay. I mean, honestly, it is. That's where it lives. That way, I never forget to bring it to a grand opening. It's also there with the scissors so that no matter what,
you're always ready to go.
This is like my biggest nightmare that I'm going to show up to a grand opening and not have one of the things
so
that we
need.
I'm
glad I don't have that stuff anymore.
I feel like I'm about to pass it off. I feel like it may be time, but the control freak part of me is like,
if we don't have the scissors,
that's a problem, right?
Yeah.
As long as they live in my trunk.
You can make up anything else, but you can't make up the scissors.
Or the ribbon.
You probably could get some ribbon though, like
at the
last minute. But you can't get those big scissors.
The giant
at a
scissors
last
that have our logo on them. So
yeah, that's not a.
Yeah, that's one of those things that you know you got to have for a grand opening. You have to have giant scissors, and you got to have the Good Work Show prize pack that we're just going to continue to carry around. I actually have in my mind something that we're going to add. I will tell you what we're going to add to it. This may inspire you. So I already told you that there's Goodwill swag in there. Mm-hmm. There's a Chick-fil-A gift card in there so that you can buy yourself lunch.
Okay.
So there's another water bottle that we might have.
The stereo one?
Yes. So it's a water bottle. It's like one of those good ones, the insulated ones, keep stuff cold or hot forever. But the top is a Bluetooth stereo. So you can connect. So you can
speaker.
Be speaker.
Not
sorry.
A stereo.
Not a stereo. So you could be working out. You've got your water bottle, then you can connect your music to the water, and your water bottle will play music.
That is.
You don't have that.
No, not very many people.
That's not.
Well, if you work at Goodwill, you have it. But
well,
outside of
no,
that.
Only if you came to the Kaiser Walk do you
well,
have.
That's true.
Yeah. So not a lot of people have
this. It's a collector's item.
It is. So that's going to be added to the prize pack.
Okay.
This go round, maybe that will inspire somebody.
I think you need to just put some lottery tickets in there. Then you probably could get rid of it.
Here's what. I will never give away a lottery ticket.
Why? You never know.
Because exactly. Because if I buy a lottery ticket and I give it to somebody
people,
and that person wins, you know how angry I will be?
But it's the Good Work Show game on the thing. It's not you
doesn't
personally.
Matter. If I have to personally go buy it and I know that ticket that
I'll put a lottery ticket
had
in
my
there.
Hand.
Somebody might win it, and then they might that might change their whole life. Maybe they were down on their luck. They got the prize pack. They scratched it off. They won, and we changed their life forever, and they will be forever indebted
Here's
to the Good
what
Work
I'm
Show.
Gonna say.
So I'll put that in there.
Here's what I'm going
to
say.
To make the prize pack. I feel like it'll go now.
Anybody who knows Elaine knows how competitive Elaine is.
But first of all, the thing about it is people probably won't even tell us that they won.
Oh, I feel it. I would tell.
You think so?
If
you got it off of this, you're going to come back and say, oh, y'all gave me the winning.
Scratch up. Why not?
I don't know. I just feel like we wouldn't hear from them anymore.
Thanks, Good Work Show.
They're rich. They would go. That's what I would do.
This is what would happen.
See, that's what I would
do. They're going to show up on that show that's on HGTV, My Lottery Dream House, and they're going to. And the
but
little
you
guy,
don't win that much on a scratcher
but
to change your
those
life.
Those people do. They win like $1 million on a scratcher.
What kind of? How much does that scratcher cost?
I don't know. But he'll
I've never
be on
seen
the
that
show.
In the store.
No, they'll be on the show, and the little guy will be like, tell me your story. And they're going to be like, well, I was listening to this radio show, and I went to the grand opening.
And
I got a ticket, and I got a scratcher, and I scratched it off, and I won $500,000. And then they'd be like, I can't believe somebody gave that away. And then you'd hear that story, and you're going to be mad.
But I didn't give them $500,000. I gave them a chance at five.
But that was,
and their chance came true.
You know what? That is beautiful.
It is.
Yeah. I am.
And to do that, and Gretchen always reminds us, she's over the lottery and she's in my leadership level. She always says, you're supporting education.
That's
Hope Scholarship
true.
And pre-K, which is super important. And so, you know what? To support Georgia Hope Scholarship and the pre-K, I will put a lottery ticket in there and for the prize pack.
So the prize pack is now going to have Goodwill swag.
Yes.
A Chick-fil-A gift. So that's a sure thing. The Chick-fil-A gift card is a sure thing.
Yeah,
win or lose, you can buy yourself lunch.
You can get lunch.
Yeah. And the chance to change your life.
Yeah.
So all of those. So we're giving you the chance for your whole life to be different if you just come to our grand opening.
And come sounds up. Like we're begging for people. Just come to the grand opening and buy stuff. And then
that's
if
true.
You're listening to the, that's actually better. Come and purchase some things
that's
in
the sure
store.
Thing.
Yes. You
that
will
is,
find some great gems in there. We have a selection of new things that are going to be in the store, as well as our fabulous donated goods items, treasures all throughout the store, great prices, lots of just cool stuff that's happening, and you'll have a chance to win Goodwill gift cards, which is not part of the prize pack, but every hour we're going to draw a winner for that. So that'll be at both grand openings, March 19th, March 26th. They're on our website, goodwillng.org. Follow us on social media. We'll be talking about them and promoting them there. So if you don't remember, we'll send you a friendly reminder.
Or if the addresses that I rattled off are completely wrong.
There you can validate them there.
Yes.
Yes. Validate them on the website.
Yes.
But the main thing we want you to do is come out. And if you have donations, by the way, we are going to be accepting donations really, really soon at those locations. Even
well,
before
right
they
now.
Open right now. So we're accepting donations.
At Alabama Road, you can.
Yeah.
There's a trailer right there so you can get accustomed to your new donation center.
All right. Well, we will be back with Ha in just a moment. You're listening to The Good Work Show.
To learn more about the show and how your company can tell their story, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Good Work Show.
All right, audience, welcome back to the show. We are excited because we have a full house right now. This is going to be a fun interview. I know you're going to want to stick around. If you have something to do, just forget about it. Stay here. We've got humorologists with us. We've got two. So we've got Denise Arribas.
Correct.
Yes. And then we have Maya Knispel. And they are both here from Humorology Atlanta. Ha. Like, I remember that from the last time.
Right.
So we've had Ha on the show. It's been a couple years. And I think Maya was on with us. But, okay, so I don't know who wants to start first, but tell us about Humorology Atlanta, Ha. What is the organization and what's the mission?
Go ahead. Yes. So Humorology Atlanta is a nonprofit organization here in Atlanta, and we're dedicated to bringing therapeutic fun for all the kids who need it. And we are in all three campuses, main campuses of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. And now we are, hopefully, will be permanently in Piedmont Columbus Regional. And we've been doing the work that we do for 20 years, and under Humorology Atlanta, we've been doing it since 2016.
Nice, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so what do you do when you, okay, so tell us your, when you go into the hospital, your names are different. It's not Denise and Maya. It's like, so tell us when you walk through the doors of children's healthcare, who you become.
I become Dr. Mimi. Me.
And I become Dr. Clorinda Florinda La Niña La Pinta La Santa María de Rivas Acedo Rivera Feliciano de Smith. But you can call me Clo-Flo if you want to.
I would love to call you Clo-Flo because I would butcher that real bad.
I need that written down.
Yes.
Like with syllables and broken out and all the
that is so
the
fun.
Accents and the. So do you have a name tag?
I do. It has two sides.
Okay. I'm like, does it say Clo-Flo or does it say?
One side has all of it and the other side is Clo-Flo.
How long is it? How long is your name tag?
It's very small print.
You just need like one that you hang over your head.
And then I open and it just rolls out.
There you go. Yes.
We'll put it on like some toilet paper for
yes.
you.
That's,
yes.
Now that sounds appropriate for how, you know, for what you become when you go into the locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can take that piece for free. We won't charge you for that.
Thank you. Okay. Credit for it.
Thank you. So talk to us a little bit about the background of your humorologist. So what kind of training do you go through? What and what do you, I don't know that we've actually explained what you do. So do that too.
Yeah. So everyone on our team is a professional performer with a extensive training and performance background. Then whatever skills they have are reframed and retooled for the hospital environment. And they go through additional training to work in pairs and as part of our team, specifically in our style of clowning, and also training with the hospital so that we are making sure that everyone is paying attention to all things regarding hygiene and mm-hmm. infection control and everything like that. But our teammates are from musical backgrounds, theater backgrounds, improv, mime, juggling, all sorts of performance skills. Pretty much you name it, at least somebody on our team can do it.
Oh, fantastic.
Acrobats?
Baton twirling?
I stumped you.
We do have people who can twirl baton and walk stilts and stuff.
You can walk stilts in the hospital?
They don't typically walk stilts in the hospital unless it's a special event. Okay. There's some doorways that it's kind of hard to get through when you're that tall.
Or ceilings.
Yeah. But for special events, we have several guys that can walk stilts.
Oh, that'll be fun. So, that would be really fun.
Cool. So talk to us about the visits and what happens when you guys walk in the door and you become Dr. Mimi and Dr. Koflo, right?
Koflo,
right. Okay. So what happens when you walk through the door and what persona do you, what do you become and how do the visits typically happen and what do the patients experience?
So let's say Maya and I are working together. We go into our dressing room and we get ready as if we were going to do a show. And we get in character, which would be Koflo and Mimi. And the way that we do it, at least for myself, is I just think of the things that Koflo likes, what are the characteristics that are Koflo definite, and also I just think of Denise like when she was 8. Like, that's pretty much
it. Did you know Denise when she was 8?
Was awesome.
Really?
Yes, she was a little bit of a troublemaker.
Yeah.
And she was mischievous.
Lots of fun.
That's what inspires me.
What color was Denise's hair when she was 8?
Oh, it was the same color, longer, and lots of nuts. But I don't bring that into the hospital. I do wash them and brush it. But so that's what we do. And then depending on the day, we have a specific schedule because the hospital is huge, mm-hmm. which is why we visit more than, depending on the hospital, we visit more than once a week. There are hospitals that we are more like 3 times a week. There's one hospital that we're only there once, but it depends on the hospital. And depending on the day, we have a specific schedule. So we talk about where we're going to go first. We go to the specific area. We do a quick check-in with a nurse that tells us where we should go, where we should definitely stay away from, and if there's some sensorial issues that we need to be aware of. If the child has autism, anything that would change the way that we interact with the child. And once we go in, we knock on the door and say, can we come in? Which is one of our trademark questions. Because we are the only people in the hospital that the child can say yes or no.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, when you're in a hospital, everybody just barges in.
Yeah, they can't say no to the doctor, to the nurse, to the social worker. But that is something that is extremely empowering for the child. Yeah. And we usually turn a no into a yes, and we still leave them with laughter and the empowerment of having been able to tell us no. And then once we knock on the door, and the child, let's say, says yes, we take stock of what's going on. And, like, depending on how old the child is, what kind of illness they have, we will then kind of, like, look at each other, make an approach, make a proposal, and then we'll go from there. That can be from, oh, there's this song that you're really going to love. Mm-hmm. We'll do a clown routine out of that song, or we will toilet paper the whole room because if they have a birthday, or we will ask them what sounds more natural, which is something that my Dr. Mimi loves to do. It's specifically for teenagers. She says, mm-hmm. "Hey, can you tell me if this sounds natural?" And then the teenager has to figure out which one sounds better.
Apparently it works on adults too.
Yes. Toots are hilarious. Yeah, we have a variety of tootery that happens.
And that's good research too. Teenagers are really helpful and they're honest. They have a lot of experience with that.
Yes.
And we like their unbiased opinion.
Yes. So they'll tell you. And so do you both always go together?
We always work in pairs, but there are 12 clowns on our team, so you could see any pair of clowns. I can't do the math on that, but I think it uses an exclamation point or something. But it is always a great day when I work with Denise or when I work with any of our great partners.
That's awesome. So before you leave, we have to figure out, we have to get you to do a song together. Like, that's automatic.
Yeah, we
we're going to do a song together before. Yes, at the same, whatever you want to do,
whatever song
you want to do, like we will do that before this interview is over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what got both of you into this? Like, how did you, I know you can go to circus school, so I mean, I know you can go to clown school, but like, was this your path? Like, did you, or was it?
I really like Maya's story about this. Mine was musical theater. I was doing children's theater. And the guy that was in charge of our team back in 2006 saw me in a show and approached me. Mm-hmm. But I like how Maya talks about clowning and comedy.
Well, for me, I was running a theater company at the time. And part of what we were doing in the company was constant training, different kinds of training. That was my thing at the time. That's my master's degree is in of training varieties as well. And we brought some clowning work in and I got really interested in what came out of these different performers when we started doing the clown work, because it was really different than what I'd seen them do in any other circumstances. And it was beautiful and vulnerable and honest and just able to reach me as an audience member in a way that I hadn't seen before. So I got kind of obsessed with clowning and tried to find all the clown training I could. And I learned about the clown care unit, which is what our organization was called at the time, and that some of my friends were working for, and I thought, oh, this will be some great clown training. So I went and auditioned because I wanted to learn about clown. And then I got into the hospital and started doing the work, and it just completely changed my entire perspective on my life and, you know, everyone's life and the idea of being able to use your art for good and bringing joy into the world, and my life completely changed then. My perspective.
And especially for kids who were in there and, you know, obviously tough for them, tough for their families to be in the hospital, but to have them have smiles because of something that you did, said, or, you know, acted, sung, whatever it is, but just to bring the smiles there, I'm sure it has to be super rewarding for you both.
It's the best. It's the best job.
Yeah.
And when you start, like, as an actor, and Maya and I both started as actors, there's a lot of, I don't want to say selfishness, but it's self-centered. Like, you perform because you want to do this show. And when you start using the hospital as a venue, and sick children as your audience, the focus goes on them, and it does a complete 180 of what you thought you knew. And like Maya said, I always say that I like to use my superhero powers for good and to be able to find that moment where I just started doing good with God-given talent, I felt extremely lucky.
Wow. So we've got just a few seconds left before we take a break. We're going to come back because we will get this song before the end of the show. But I would love for either one of you to give us the website or how we find more about Humorology Atlanta really quickly before we take a break.
So our website is www.humorologyatlanta.org.
All right.
You can follow us on Facebook at Humorology Atlanta, or on Instagram, which is Humorology Atlanta.
All right. Well, thank you so much. So, audience, stick with us. You will not want to miss what's coming up next.
Right.
You're listening to The Good Work Show.
To learn more about the show and how your company can tell their story, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Good Work Show.
Audience, welcome back to The Good Work Show. We've been having a great conversation with Denise and Maya, who are humorologists with Humorology Atlanta, Dr. Mimi and Clo Flo. But I just do the whole name.
Doctora Clorinda Florinda, la niña, la pinta, la Santa María de Rivas, Acevedo, Rivera, Feliciano, the Smith. But you can call me Clo-Flo if you want to.
I love it. I'm trying to catch it all. But yeah, I'm not.
She says it so good. It's great.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
But I'll write it down for you.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I want to try it.
But of course.
Not during this interview. But right. Yes, it might be like October, but I'll get it.
Yeah. So Humorology Atlanta, great organization, made up of folks who are trained, maybe actors, performers of some kind, who really have great skills, and they're using them, like you said, using their superpowers for good. But they work with children who might be in hospitals and bring smiles to their face all day long, which is just a fantastic job to have. But to be able to use your talents and your skills and ability to be able to do something for somebody else is super cool in that way. But you also have a population of people that you're serving that aren't kids. And I'm pretty sure, by the way, like when you go into a room, if parents or family members are there, you're making them laugh too. Like you've already made us start laughing. So right. It's definitely for adults. It's like adult humor too. Like we can laugh, but you do have a specific program for seniors. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So our senior program is called the Exquisite Visit. And the idea behind
it. I love
it,
this already.
Yeah.
Oh, we're really excited about it. And it is clowns coming in to visit people in senior communities, but they're really different than our pediatric clowns. We're not dressed as clown doctors, and the look is less, shall we say, wacky. We're trying to pull the looks from the iconic looks from the 20s, 30s, 40s,
nice.
Along those lines, a little bit more vintage. And to give it a really elegant, proper look and feel that's filled with reverence and manners in the way that we interact with the people. And it's all about creating an emotional connection and trying to meet the person wherever they are in their journey. Specifically, we're hoping for our next pilot program to be working with patients with dementia in a memory care facility to do that specific kind of work. But it's also for, you know, anyone in need of joy. And Denise speaks really well about this program too, and just completed some additional training about it as well. So if you want to.
But when you have to approach a resident in a memory care facility, memory care residents, you have to use a complete different set of keys that you use when you're going to a pediatric facility. And what we've learned and what we've been trying to study and do research on is that when you go into this residence, you're not going to have all these keys. And it's not going to be like one magic key that's going to open all the doors. You're going to have to try them all. You're going to have to try them all more than once, twice, thrice. And once you find it, you might have to come in the next week and do it everything again. So being open-minded, like Maya said, meeting them where they are and knowing that the energy and the focus is completely different than our pediatric facilities. And just being open-minded, but knowing that even if it's just a conversation of planning for a party where you just held someone's hand, that is all they needed, and that you did change their lives then. It doesn't have to be a punchline with laughter. It doesn't have to be a bump on the door like you would in a pediatric facility.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So I love the idea of sort of switching the approach for seniors and the throwback to the, you know, to the previous decades, because I think that would probably definitely resonate. But then, you know, especially with memory care, it may also help with the treatment that they're getting and kind of remembering, well, I used to have a dress like that, or you know, or maybe I went somewhere and I remember you know, having a friend who looked just like you. I mean, I don't know if you get those type of things, but I imagine that could probably help, especially with that patient group.
That's certainly part of the idea.
Yeah. Through research, they've said that things that are in their formative years, which is like from 17 years old to 25 years old, are the things that really stays with them.
Yeah.
Including like the age that they think they are. So a lot of times what we're hoping to do is go in and play like, oh my gosh, I'm looking for my husband. Can you help me find a husband? Uh-huh. Is it okay that I have no idea how to cook and that I burn water? Uh-huh. You know, and those, like, how can they help us? Which is one of the things that it's also in the, like, the program that we're creating is how can they be helpful to us? Because in so many times in this residence, they don't do much and they feel so, they feel like they're not being used to all their abilities. Right. To be able to go in and be like this new bride-to-be that has no idea what to do or how to do anything, they will be able to help us. And that way we're still connecting emotionally in a way that we wouldn't be able to connect in with them.
Yeah, that's cool. Awesome.
That's really awesome. So right now you're in a pilot for this, right? So you're looking for other places to pilot, or how is that going to... So you're, I think you said that you're about a step or two behind where you are with the pediatric program. So what's next?
Sure. So we did a 6-week pilot program over the summer for our first experiment in this, which was great, and we learned a lot. And now for our next sort of secondary pilot program, we're hoping to go to a place that's really specifically geared toward memory care. And then we'll open the program up to as many places as we can find where we can be of service.
Fantastic. So like offices. So if we forget stuff at work, like I can call humorology.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, I need you to come in here and help me
from like
go
the
back
90s.
To-
Yes, during your formative years.
Yes, an outfit from the 90s and go
or
to
just
Elaine's
for laughs.
Office.
I mean, quite honestly, like I could see a whole market for like corporate.
Oh, great. Right. If you can help us get into the corporate market, that would be ideal.
I would love it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, when you go to work and you need laughter because those meetings are long or they're boring or everything is blowing up.
Humorology at
Thinking
Atlanta,
like right now, like every accounting firm in town needs somebody because W-2s just went out and it's tax season.
Oh, absolutely.
Just show up.
Yeah, with a calculator with all the tape running behind it. I mean, we've got ideas.
But with that said, we do have humorology at work.
Oh,
and if you go to our website, you can check us out and we'll go to your work. We'll teach a workshop on how to, it's like laughter for the soul and just how to remind you to be happy and to enjoy those moments during your day. So if you have an organization or your company or you're a sad accountant during tax season, let us know. We'll come and spread some joy.
Well, okay. Well, all right. Well,
like
I got a note. Yes. Okay. So, so we have a prop that is actually it's more
real
than a prop. It's like it's an instrument, but it's part of what you do. So you mentioned that there's songs and how you approach. So before you leave, we definitely have to have a song. But what before we do that, because I feel like I will get totally sidetracked. The whole show will get sidetracked once you do, because I feel like it's going to be really fun and really cool. What can we tell our audience about how to connect with you, how to support the work you're doing, how to reach out, all of that good stuff? So let us know what we need to share with the audience.
I mean, the most important thing for us is just to share that you learned about us, that you know about us, and go to our website and check out our stories. There are beautiful stories that clowns and kids and families and staff members have been writing about the work, and it's beautiful to read. So that's definitely one way.
Yeah, I mean, we're a nonprofit. If you feel like you would like to either become a monthly subscriber, we call those the RX boosters, where you can get your medication refill, your laughter, because laughter is the best medicine.
Right.
You can do that. You can become an ambassador, which is pretty much tell everyone you know that we exist and share everything that we post on Facebook. And the other way is you can volunteer. And the last but not least, if you have a company that would like to partner with us for whatever thing we might have in the future, then let your company know about us.
Okay.
And you can find us at humorologyatlanta.org.
I just wanted to say it like that.
Yes.
That's so perfect. Okay, so let's get into a song. So I don't know. We're going to let y'all figure out what one you want to do. It's totally open. This is a family show, so, you know.
Okay. That changes everything.
Okay. Let's scrap our previous plan.
Okay.
So sometimes when Denise and I go into the hospital, we might come in and say, hey, I'm Dr. Mimi.
And I'm Dr. Clo-Flo.
And we, we're
the clowns.
Well, we're the clowns. If the patient looks a little apprehensive at first, we usually just start nice and easy, and we'll say just a little song.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
And by then we usually have some focus, some light smiles. It's pretty nice. So then we might change it up a little bit.
Bok, 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 bok.
Oh, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Well, no wonder why you're in such demand. Okay, so yes. So please go to their website.
That was a good call waiting to do that at the end, because if we had done that any other time,
this would have been it. So yes, it's a nonprofit, by the way. So you loyal listeners, you all know the spiel that we give. Nonprofits are doing huge amounts of work in lots of different space, and resources are needed to continue to do the good work that they do. So please continue to support Humorology Atlanta. Thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
This
guys
has
for
been really
us.
Fun. Yes.
Thank you so much.
And
you
we will
awesome.
Definitely be advocates to spread the word. You might get a call to come to our office or something. You know, we
very
enjoy
Humorology Atlanta at work.
Yes, awesome. Yes. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
it's
you.
A pleasure.
You're listening to The Good Work Show.
To learn more about the show and how your company can tell their story, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Good Work Show.
Audience, welcome back to the Good Work Show. We are sitting here with Emily Bridges, who is the event director for Cars and Q. Welcome to the show.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us about Cars and Q. Sounds fun. Cars and Q, I'm assuming that's barbecue.
Yes,
for the Q.
That's right. Sure. So we are a car show slash party that happens every spring, April 18th this year, and we raise money for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. 100% of proceeds go towards the CF Foundation. And the show was started by Choate Construction Company. They actually put on the show, a commercial contractor here in Atlanta. And the show began out of the support that Choate was doing for the CF Foundation, which we have been doing since the inception of the company in 1989. There was a close family friend of the Choates that was diagnosed with CF. And at that time, the life expectancy was 13 years old. Mm-hmm. So as the company grew, Leanne, a CF patient, grew and the support grew. So, the car show came out of a walk. We used to do a walk for the CF Foundation. And, you know, it's a little difficult sometimes to get employees up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday to a walk. Uh-huh. So we reassessed and said, what do we like here? And we had a big group of employees that love cars. And so it began as an adjunct to the walk. And slowly over time, it's grown and grown into what it is today. And last year, we had a little over 1,200 attendees, raised close to $525,000.
Wow.
Nice. A lot of barbecue, great craft beer partners, Murphy's Wine Shop, 120-plus amazing, gorgeous cars from the 1915s all the way up to now. So a little bit of everything, a little something for everyone.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So what's the 1915 car? I'm just interested to know, like,
last year, I should say the teens, we had a Lozier.
Oh.
So very old brass era car. Let's see, this year I've got my list in front of me. Mm-hmm. Currently registered. The registrations are all starting to come in. We've got a 1935 Pebble Beach award winning Concours Auburn supercharged boat tail speedster.
Oh,
gorgeous, great gas.
Yeah.
S car.
Okay.
We've got a 55 award-winning Chevy Bel Air, so a little bit of American classic. Mm-hmm. A 49 Jeep Willie, a 1934 Packard Super 8 Dual Cal Phaeton, which is another gorgeous big boat of a car. We've got muscle. We've got new exotics. So, again, it really spans the car class eras.
Something for everybody.
Yeah. I know. So the next question I had was, what types of cars? It seems like everything, right? But maybe not my Ford that's like 3 years old. Probably not.
Maybe there's another place for that.
As long as you pay, Trinise, you can have that car in there.
Yes, parking is also available.
Guest parking. So you can park anything you want to in the guest parking lot.
In that lot. Somewhere
in the lot. All cars are welcome. It just may not be a part of the show.
Well, if you do something interesting to your car, you might get into it.
If it would stop raining, I could wash it.
Yeah, there you go. A clean car.
That would be the beginning.
Yeah. Well, you definitely don't want to go in a car show with your car. I mean, the folks who show those cars, it's a whole ordeal.
Yes.
So this is, especially for anybody who's won Pebble Beach, you automatically know what level and caliber of car that has to be able to come.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we do welcome, I mean, it's not just that ultra classic level. I mean, there is something across the board. Maybe not the Ford, you know, 2018, but something else that has a little bit of uniqueness to it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Very cool. So so tell us about what happens there. So obviously, if people haven't been to, and they're, I'm hoping most people have been to a car show, but what makes yours a little different? Tell us about what people will get there, and then tell us about the barbecue component.
Yeah, we need to hear about
that. I think we need to hit on that.
That sure. part's important.
So, you know, the car club community, the car community, you know, they're tight, right? So you have people who love cars, but what we wanted to do was also provide something for those who may not be as into cars. So, you know, my friends might come more for the craft beer. We have some amazing beer partners. Let's see, From the Earth Brewing, New Realm, Pontoon is going to be with us. So maybe you come for that. It's kind of a little like beer festival element. There is the barbecue. Jim and Nick's does our barbecue. They do an amazing job. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're just out for a nice afternoon with a great dinner. Murphy's Wine Shop does all of our wine. The Jump Cut does live music. So maybe that's your thing. And we also have an awesome silent auction. The Big Green Egg is a big partner there. So perhaps you're in the market for that.
Are we auctioning off a car?
No cars yet, but we should try.
Yeah.
If you've got a car out there that you want to donate, no.
Put it in that auction, right? There, it's not too late.
Yes. No. Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
So you can find us on www.carsn, the letter N, Q as in barbecue, carsnq.com. Purchase tickets, and then 4 to 7 p.m. So you come out for a really great afternoon. It's kind of quick and easy. And then, you know, it's a car show, but it's also a party. So we got a bunch of things going on.
So is this a family? I know there's beer and wine, and so tell us about who. I mean, you mentioned, you know, if you've got different interests, you can. There's definitely a lot to do, but is this a family event?
And, absolutely, we have a ton of kids there.
Yeah.
So definitely, they love to come see the cars. You know, not everyone gets that opportunity often. Mm-hmm. So, yes, bring the kids.
All right.
But the kids are not going to eat the barbecue and have sticky hands before they go touching the cars.
Hopefully not.
Okay.
No, if you know anything about anybody that shows a classic car, they're standing by the car making sure that, you know, only certain things you can, and you should not touch it.
No. Right.
But we do have a couple cars that are a little more friendly and forward. We've got some gigantic fire engines. Fire trucks that the kids tend to really enjoy, so... Yeah, we'll have a NASCAR there this year, the Fastenal NASCAR car.
Great.
So, should be fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. April 18th?
April 18th.
And where is it?
It is at Choke Construction Company's offices right in Sandy Springs area, right off 400, exit 6.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like something to do. Hopefully the, you know, but I'm just going to put it out there that it's going to stop raining.
Yeah,
because you know,
let's say that let's
by you know 2 months from now, praying. That the rain will stop and it will be a wonderful opportunity for people to go out and see. The thing about it is, which is always great, is when you have an event like this, which is just a ton of fun, have great food. Sounds like you can have a really great drink and see some really cool cars, but you're doing really good work for the community and the dollars that you guys have, do you know how much you might have raised over the years aggregate?
Mm-hmm. So we should be approaching $2 million this year through the show, which is really amazing. And, you know, that is a plug for our partners. Choke Construction runs the show, but we have amazing industry partners that support us. We have a sponsorship program. So, you know, it takes a community to raise those kinds of funds. And like I said earlier, they all go to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which, if you're familiar with them, they are hugely efficient and they are making amazing and massive breakthroughs in their drug development pipeline and the research. CF is a terminal disease. It was once known as a childhood disease, and you really were not likely to live past childhood. And now the average life expectancy is in the mid-40s. And just a couple of months ago, they announced a massive drug breakthrough with Trikafta that affects the genetic variants that causes CF for over 90% of the population. Hmm. So just a few short years ago, I mean, things were dire, and now there's been these, I mean, accelerated massive breakthroughs. So please know the money is going, I mean, tangibly to saving lives. Yeah. And it's there. I mean, that, what more can you do? Come out, have a good time, and truly extend the life of someone that might be next to you at the show.
Yeah, that's cool. So tell us about Choate a little bit. So you mentioned we've probably all seen it. I know I've seen the logo around. Is this baked into the DNA of the organization to give back in this way? I know that you mentioned the relationship between cystic fibrosis and the work that you're doing in CARS and Q, but is this really something that it has, you know, been embraced by the organization?
Absolutely. So like I said, we've been supporting CF from day one. And I think out of that original just support and going beyond just profits, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that has been ingrained in the company since the beginning. And now we see that, and it's not just CF, but Choate does an amazing job at corporate philanthropy. They're part of the Go Beyond Profit program, which y'all might be familiar with. And they do a lot of work in the community, even beyond this massive effort, which is just so critical. I mean, you know, I think at the end of the day, people really want to know that they're working for an organization that does care beyond that bottom line and is out to make an impact in the world. And for us, I think there is definitely a spiritual element to that. And, you know, it is our duty to pay it forward and to be good stewards of the success that God has granted us. So, you know, we facilitate that in different ways from a corporate level, but we also have an employee matching gifts program, which we're really proud of, so that we can support people's personal causes. So it looks a lot of different ways, but I think at the end of the day, we all really actually desire that deep down.
That's awesome. And to be able to work for an organization that values that kind of community engagement is a real blessing. So, and turns out so great for the community, because look what you've been able to accomplish with your efforts. So we have a couple of seconds left, about a minute or so. So give us the website one more time. Tell us about ticket sales and all that good stuff so that people know how they can go and look at some cool cars and get some good food.
Sure. Website is CARS, N is the letter N, Q as in barbecue, CARSNQ.com. Mm-hmm. You can purchase tickets. You can find more information. April 18th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Choate Construction's offices. And to bounce back to the tickets, the tickets prices are $40 for a full ticket. We call that the full throttle ticket. Mm-hmm. That gets you entry, dinner, and the drinks. $20 is for a stock model ticket. That is entry and the dinner. So hope you guys can come and join us. It's going to be an amazing afternoon.
All right. Fantastic. April 18th, CARS and Q. You're going to want to make sure that you are there. Thank you so much, Emily, for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you all for the opportunity.
Oh,
really.
And big shout out to the Choate Construction team for putting this on and supporting cystic fibrosis and all of the other efforts that the company is doing. So thank you. Yeah. You're listening to The Good Work Show.
To learn more about the show and how your company can tell their story, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @Good Work Show.